News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, checks in on some restaurant and wine news and some great recognition for some locals. So let's talk about this. So Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, it's called the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. It sounds pretty impressive, and we had some Northeast Ohio wineries that did pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we had a lot going on this week. We've got beer, food, and wine to talk about. And yes, the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition has been going on for quite a while. And I thought it was interesting. You know, we love to take a look at how local food and drink does on a national scale. And five Ohio wineries received medals at this competition recently. Four of them are right in our backyard. So Hocking Hills Winery in Logan is southeast of Columbus. They did really well. But the four local ones, Debonair Vineyards in Madison, Ferrante Winery in Geneva, the North Coast Wine Club in Solon, and Weymouth Farms and Orchard Winery in Weymouth over in Medina County, all won awards, won a total, actually, of 18 medals. I like the fact that these are some serious varietals. I mean, they were winning for Sauvignon Blanc, Gewürztraminer, Cabernet Franc, Riesling, and a few others. So this is a nice little hat tip. It's always nice to see wineries doing well in competitions. But it's not just that stigma of sweet wine in Northeast Ohio. They're making a lot of good dry wines as well. There were really, I want to say, probably way over 150 different categories falling under five main groups: sparkling, white, rosé, blush, red, and specialty. So local wineries doing very well in the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition.
Excellent. Congratulations. We segue from wine to beer now with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. It's called the Cleveland Brewery Passport. I believe this will be the fourth, and this thing has really grown, hasn't it?
It really has, Bill. I mean, they're up to a couple big changes with the Passport this year. They're up to 44 breweries. They've really expanded. All the breweries are within 30 miles of Public Square. And that's actually pretty extensive, because you've got some as far east as Chagrin Falls, as far west as Avon. Very extensive. Some great breweries, established and newer ones as well. This is a way to get people, to encourage people to go out, experience the breweries. You don't have to buy a beer. You can buy merchandise. You get a stamp. You could, you know, buy food, whatever you want. And it's just kind of a fun competition as you make your way through them. They've also changed the prize structure as well. The whole thing is virtual, but obviously if you get through them all, you get put in for a grand prize drawing. But there's also discounts along the way as you accumulate points at each brewery. So it's kind of fun. It's easy. It's casual. It's a way to kind of champion the Greater Cleveland breweries. We have a lot of Passport programs throughout all of Northeast Ohio. There's got to be at least half a dozen right now. I think they're a great thing. I have a lot of friends who do them on a regular annual basis, and it's just kind of fun. So the Cleveland Brewery Passport is back for its fourth installment. It's up and running now.
Good story. Mark Bona's with us, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. A couple more I want to get into. When it comes to restaurants to head to that have been doing some work, let's talk about Sam and Dave's reopening in Rocky River, huh?
Yeah, two restaurants to talk about, and ironically, both are in, or coincidentally, I should say, both are in Rocky. Sam and Dave's was closed for much of January. They had said they'd be closing for a major renovation, and they are back open after that makeover was completed. And it was a soup-to-nuts approach. They had exterior painting that was done, a bar top, an entire bar was redone. They put new lighting in, tile floors, accents, a lot of things. They've also retweaked their menu and their cocktail list. So they really wanted to touch things up. This is the 30th anniversary for Sam and Dave's, and a big deal from hospitality restaurants. If you're familiar with them, you also know they own Blue Point Grill in downtown Cleveland, Delmonico's in Independence, the Rosewood Grills, and one of my favorites, Kingfish, here in Copley. So a lot of good stuff going on at Sam and Dave's. And then the other Rocky restaurant that just opened a week ago, Gunselman's, famous burger joint in Fairview Park, has opened Gunselman's To Go in Rocky River. It's over on Center Ridge Road. And from what I hear, people told me that there was a line out the door. The people were really excited about this. Gunselman's has been around for just decades. Great place, great burgers. As a matter of fact, they won our Cleveland.com Best Burger Competition just a few years ago. So now Gunselman's To Go is open in Rocky River.
Outstanding. Good stuff. Our Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Always good to follow when it comes to restaurant beer and wine news and some great positive stories this week, and we like that. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.